T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The onset begins as the rookie orientation is now done. How's the offseason been for the Green Bay Packers? Aaron Nagler from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Aaron, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. So, first of all, just give me your overview of what the Packers and more so the new general manager, Brian Gutekunst, has done thus far.
I think he's done a pretty darn good job, seeing as his first shot out of the gate. Obviously, it's an opportunity he's been preparing for a number of decades now. And I think given the roster he was handed, some of the tough decisions that he's made, including the cutting of Jordy Nelson and the trade down to collect an extra first-round pick for next year, those are some major moves. He didn't seem to bat an eyelid. He made the calls that needed to be made. Would you look at, you know, kind of the ins and outs, the day-to-day, what he may have done here in free agency, what he may have done in the draft? I think, obviously, you got to wait for things to play out to judge whether he made the right call on some of these decisions. But for the most part, I think young GM, first shot out of the gate, he's had a strong offseason.
The holes that still remain are what?
Well, I think anybody who's followed this team for any number of years will tell you that you're looking at it on paper, and you're wondering where the pass rush is going to come from. You've got Clay Matthews and Nick Perry. That is their job, to get to the quarterback. But everyone who watches the Packers knows they haven't been able to stay on the field with any kind of regularity. And Clay Matthews, as well as he played last year, he actually had one of his best seasons last year from a pure football standpoint. He's paid a lot of money to get to the QB, and those sack numbers have really just kind of dried up. Now, there's a lot that goes into that. Some of that is the fact that they've had real problems on the back end covering people. Quarterbacks have been able to get the ball out of their hand quickly. But, you know, in a league where the premier pass rushers are paid to get to the quarterback, his production has not matched his salary. Now, with that said, you throw on the tape and you see a guy who's playing at a very high level. And the same can be said of Nick Perry. The big problem with Perry, of course, is that he's unable to stay on the field. So you get past those two guys, you figure at some point they're going to be off the field. They didn't do anything save for a late-round pick to kind of bolster their outside pass rush. They're still going to be employing generally a 3-4 defense under Mike Pettine. So you wonder, they have to be banking big time on the development of guys like Vince Beagle, who had pretty much kind of a wasted rookie year, and then Reggie Gilbert, who has been, you know, it showed real promise last summer, showed a little something at the end of the year when he finally got a chance in the last two games, but those are two pretty big unknowns to be banking on to improve your pass rush. I mean, this kind of follows in the mold of what Ted Thompson used to do. He wants to develop the guys on hand and let them grow and let them grow over time. Well, the Packers, they're coming into this season knowing that they can't really wait on these guys anymore. They're going to have to start producing.
We were talking yesterday, a very interesting piece by Tom Silverstein, in the Journal Sentinel that had written about, well, is Brian Gutekunst more like, you know, Ron Wolf or Ted Thompson? And there's kind of a medium line of both that you can witness in the short 5 months that he's been in charge. But in the end, I got to believe he's going to be more like Ron Wolf just for the fact that he's got a window. I mean, both Ron and Ted took over teams that were flailing, that were in disarray, and they needed to just acquire talent. He's taking over a team that has talent and a great quarterback. And now it's putting enough talent around him immediately as the window begins to close. I mean, am I assessing this correctly?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's hard to compare the situations Ron and Ted walked into just because, yes, you know, Ted inherited what Mike Sherman had wrought and the roster was in disarray. But, you know, Ron Wolf turned around decades of futility. Obviously, Gutekunst isn't stepping into anything close to that. Like you say, there is talent on this roster. He's got one of, if not the best quarterback in the game. That gives him a huge leg up. It's funny because I look at the window that they have in 2018. It really kind of sets up as a last push, if you will, for Thompson's core. And by that, I mean guys like Randall Cobb, Clay Matthews, these guys who are in the last years of their deals. Obviously, they've already shown Jordy Nelson the door. I think, you know, those guys coming off the books, coupled with two first-round picks next year, it really sets up for, you know, 2019 to be the real big kind of first full onslaught of Gutekunst's guys, so to speak. But that said, you know, your job as general manager is not only to tend to the future, but also, like you say, to, you know, every year is an opportunity, especially when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback. I think he's done enough to make this team a contender. I think, as any Super Bowl champion, you know, has along the way, you got to get some luck. You got to have the ball bounce your way once or twice, and you got to stay healthy, relatively. You know, and those are things that are pretty much out of his control. I think what he's been able to control, he's done well with.
I was going to ask you also, when you talk about Aaron Rodgers and what he has, do you think they now have enough around him? I mean, obviously, Devontae Adams, Jimmy Graham, those two guys, along with Randall Cobb, kind of headline things. But the issue always for me was, what kind of depth do they have? If Devontae gets that fourth concussion in 3 years and has to be out for a while, do they have enough back there to be able to give Aaron Rodgers the targets downfield? Let's just say Jimmy Graham, who's not getting any younger, he has an issue or two and has to miss a few games. Does this team still have enough to be able to say, okay, Aaron, we've got enough weaponry around you to be effective?
Well, I think it's clear they think so, by the fact that, you know, they went to the draft, they drafted those three young guys, and they clearly like Geronimo Allison. And I think we saw flashes from D'Angelo Yancey last year towards the end of camp. So they'll be expecting some development there. Michael Clark obviously got in the field late in the year. But, you know, it's funny. You're talking about, is Gutekunst more like Wolf or like Thompson? I'm telling you, if Ron Wolf was in charge right now, I think Dez Bryant would have been a Packer yesterday. That's the kind of move, an Andre Rison type move, where you're talking about, what if Devontae Adams has to miss some time? You know, there isn't a whole lot behind him, so to speak, at the wide receiver spot, especially on the perimeter. So, yeah, I think that kind of move would make a lot of sense to bolster their core. But I understand that they like what they've got, and I don't doubt, with Aaron Rodgers pulling the trigger, they're going to move the football and they're going to score a lot of points regardless of who's out there.
How comfortable are you with, I mean, you talked a little bit about the secondary, but the more I hear from about Pettine, it's not just the pass rush. It's about being really good in the secondary and allowing what you have pass rush-wise to make an impact. Do you think they have done enough in the secondary to make an impact now with the pass rush?
Well, they've certainly got the potential. The promise is there. When you look at these young guys that they've drafted in Alexander and Jackson, and then you got to expect, hopefully, the development of Kevin King. That's a lot of young talent that you don't really know what you have there. You're hoping on kind of development and that athleticism that kind of jumps off the screen at you comes to fruition. It kind of coalesces quickly for them. I do think Tremont Williams is going to be an incredibly underrated signing. I know Packers fans are probably kind of scratching their heads thinking, this is an older guy on his third, fourth team, whatever, and why are we bringing this guy back? But I would encourage everyone to go back and watch his play last year in Arizona. He played lights out football last year, and I think he's going to be a big boon to what they want to do as far as what you're mentioning, you know, just solidifying the back end. It's not that they have to be back there and be a bunch of, you know, they don't have to be the Legion of Boom. They just have to be competent. They have to line up correctly. You can't, you know, go three or four plays from last year's tape without guys in the secondary pointing, you know, guys out of place, guys running in late, no communication. If they're just all on the same page, they'll be a step ahead of where they've been the last few years. And that will help, obviously, just solidifying the back end, letting the guys up front do their work. And look, Mike Pettine, he's done. His track record is having good coverage and being able to make the pass rush work. He's never really had a premier rusher. He had Mario Williams in Buffalo, but that was after Williams was kind of the, you know, 15 sack a year guy that he was down in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He's made it work wherever he's gone without premier pass rushers. And I think he's going to continue to do the same thing in Green Bay.
Always good stuff, my friend. I certainly appreciate you joining us. Hey, real quick before I let you go, how big of a difference is his punter going to make, in your opinion?
I think he's a weapon if he is able to kick the way he did in college. I mean, history is littered with college kids who looked great on Saturdays and then got to the pros and had real trouble on Sundays. So, I mean, it's a bold move to select him in the fifth round, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really, it doesn't really mean anything to me until I see him do it under the lights in the NFL.
Yep. No, I completely agree. I'm looking for some kind of, because I just remember two words, well, three actually, BJ Sander.
Yeah.
Just remember
that.
Everyone
goes, right?
You know, just remember that.
Look, if he is the field position weapon that they clearly assume he is or think he is, no one will care that they used a fifth round pick on this guy. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If he is as good as advertised, no one will care. It's all about this kid producing at the level they think he's going to.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct. Appreciate it as always, my friend. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thanks, Aaron. There you go. Aaron Nagler from the Green Bay Press-Gazette, PackersNews.com. You can always see his blogs and his videography stuff on Facebook as well, and does so much in regards to the Green Bay Packers and the coverage of the Packers. You can always track him down there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Brewers beat the Diamondbacks. They continue to win on the road. And, oh, by the way, don't look now. Another team that has a winning record that is not named the Cubs, the Brewers beat as well. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.